Hungary held national elections today, and it appears the country's populist right-wing prime minister, Viktor Orban, has won a historic fourth term in office. NPR's Rob Schmitz joins us from Budapest to talk about it. Rob, welcome.
Hello, Miles.
So experts predicted a neck-and-neck election night, but from these returns, it appears Orban's party has won by a significant percentage. Can you tell us more about this?
Yeah, at this hour, with nearly all the country's voting precincts tallied, Orban's Fidesz party appears to have won 135 seats in Hungary's parliament. The next largest bloc in parliament was the United Front of the Opposition Party with just 56 seats. This is a vast gap between the two and a clear victory in this election for Viktor Orban and his Fidesz party, which will have another 4 years running Hungary's government. In a victory speech, Orban said, "In the end, the heart always wins." While Peter Márquez-Zay, the conservative candidate representing the opposition, said he never thought the result would be this bad, but said he was facing an uphill battle the entire way because Orban and his party control so much of the media inside the country.
So what does this mean for Hungary? What kind of policies can we expect in the next 4 years under Orban?
Well, I think this means more of the same far-right policies we've seen in the past dozen years during Orban's first three terms. This victory shows the majority of voters in Hungary support Orban's right-wing agenda of singling out those in the LGBTQ community, consolidating the country's media under the supervision of the ruling party, and strengthening the power of the state. Orban's critics consider him an opportunistic populist who really cares only about his own power and who has made Hungary a pariah within the European Union, which has cut funds to the country over its violations of the bloc's democratic principles. With this victory, Orban and his party will now have four more years to broaden this nationalist agenda. I had a chance to talk to voters earlier today, and I spoke to Budapest voter Esther Mazovari. She voted against Orban, but she told me that she knew he was likely going to win anyway. Here's what she said she thought was in store for her country in the next 4 years.
I think it means more people leaving the country, especially young people. Less human rights, especially for minorities, women, reproductive rights, I think is a big one that they want to slash. But yeah, definitely we're going to move towards the east instead of west, I think.
She says that she expects the country to move towards the east instead of the west. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, Orban has made it clear he wants his government to be more like that of China or Russia and less like the democracies of the West. In other words, he wants a country where the economy is centrally controlled by the government because he believes in places like China and Russia that economic growth is controlled by a few technocrats as opposed to a divided government that has to reach a consensus. This is a more centralized agenda for him. It's a more centralized media. Orban spent the last 12 years crushing independent media outlets in Hungary, replacing them with media that are owned by and influenced by his Fidesz party. Now more than 90% of media is estimated to be under some sort of control by them. This also means, as she mentioned, that Hungary will likely move even further away from the European Union. Hungary is part of the EU still, but the EU is withholding billions of euros from Hungary due to Orban's record of chipping away at human rights and democratic institutions.
That's NPR's Rob Schmitz joining us from Budapest. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.